Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're live at Little Woodrow's on Shepherd. Stop by and see us. We're at the Devil's River Whiskey broadcast desk. Sean Pendergast, Ted Johnson with you today. Rich is on vacation. Ted, the floor is yours.
All right, this story comes out of Russia, formerly known as the USSR, right?
Ah, the Ruskies.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I don't know if he's, this is a funny story, man. I don't know if you know this, but every year, the president of Russia, Vladimir Putin,
yeah,
plays in an exhibition game.
I call him Little Poo Poo.
Little Poo Poo?
Yeah.
Not to his face.
Well, if he were here, I would, if I ever saw him.
Hey, Little Poo Poo, one of the best moves I've ever seen Little Poo Poo make was just snagging Robert Kraft's Super Bowl ring.
Yeah.
Eh.
Not bad.
One of the greatest stories ever. There's Robert Kraft on stage. He happens to be over in Russia, just probably, you know, enjoying all the fruits of what comes with being a owner of a team that wins Super Bowls
sure.
all the time. And he shows Putin his Super Bowl ring up on stage. Well, Putin grabs it and then gives it to somebody, and then boom, it's gone.
Right.
And it was supposed to, so supposedly Putin thought it was a gift, right? Anyway, so Putin plays in this exhibition game every year in Russia, and they call it the Legends of Hockey.
Okay. Right?
And he plays against the Legends of Hockey, which include former NHL veterans like Pavel Bure.
Yeah.
Slava Festov.
Okay.
And others, all right? Some of the former greats in Russia. So
and Putin.
And Putin plays on the other team against these guys, right?
I want to guess how this goes, and I have a guess as to how this goes, but I don't want to spoil your story.
Okay. Have you seen this story?
No.
Okay.
No, I just have a feeling I know how this how this goes.
This is Putin. He plays in this thing every year, okay?
And yeah.
He took a step backward in the game this year. He did not live up to what he has been doing in the past in these games. He only had 5 goals in this game. 5
wow.
goals against the Legends of Hockey.
Wait, hang on.
Yeah.
He had only five goals?
Only 5 goals.
Okay.
Yeah. Just so you know, I mean, he had 8 goals in 2015 game.
How has he not played in the NHL
before? And he had 7 in last year's contest.
Wow.
Yeah.
That Putin is like he's a regular Mario Lemieux.
Dude. The highlights are great, man. Putin, he's praised his opponents on the night, a group of amateur league players he called wonderful example for the Russian people. While Putin's individual scoring total was down, he's at least spared himself the embarrassment of taking a tumble like he did in 2017 where he did a header big time. With all due respect, if I'm playing in Russia against the president of Russia, Vladimir Putin, Prez, have all the goals you want, buddy.
Yeah, that,
anything you want, man.
Yeah,
here you go, bud. Here you go.
That's the sense I get, Ted. That's what I was going to say. There's an episode of The Simpsons back in the day where Mr. Burns holds a company picnic, and there's a lot of events at the company picnic. You know, three-legged race, sack
yeah.
race, tug of war, things like that. And it's basically just an entire day of employees of the nuclear power plant letting Mr. Burns win at things.
Oh, God, yes.
And I feel like Vladimir Putin is kind of the Montgomery Burns of Russia.
Yes.
Dude. I don't know who his Smithers is, but I feel like I was going to guess this feels like a hockey game where the players are all doing this thing where they just, like, they just jump out of the
yeah.
way. Yeah,
oh,
like, and he's skating through thinking he's
dude.
The man.
Hey, if I was thinking about, because, you know, Obama used to play basketball with a lot of guys. And I mean, if you get a chance to go up against the President Obama, you're playing basketball, or go up against the president in golf.
Yeah.
I think it's a good idea to kind of, like, you know.
Lay up a little bit?
A little bit. Okay. And I have a good story about this.
Okay, go ahead.
Robert Kraft, in 1998, invited me down to West Palm Beach for the weekend. Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. Well, I had a contract that was coming up, okay? And so he comes up to me in the locker room during off-season weight training. Teddy, what do you think about coming down to West Palm Beach? Why don't you grab some of the guys, and we'll go down there. We'll play some golf over the weekend. Stay at the Breakers. I'm like, okay, yeah, sure. I mean, you know, dude, I'm like, I'm going to have this impending kind of contract situation going, how do I say no to the owner? I don't.
No.
Mr. Kraft, yes, sir. That would be fun, sir. Absolutely. Yeah. So I go around to the usual suspects is Brewski, Vrabes, Bledsoe. What do you guys want to come with me? And they're like, no, man, you're good. All these SOBs, nobody would go down to West Palm Beach with
me.
Why
wouldn't they go?
I don't know. I mean, like, who wants to maybe go down with, you know, like, they're like, have better things to do. So did I.
Did any of them have a pending contract coming
no.
up?
No.
Okay.
No.
Gotcha. That was
and Vrabes wasn't there, by the way, but and neither was Izzo. But Brewski, I remember asking. Bledsoe, I remember asking. I've asked a few guys.
Yeah.
All those bastards said no. So I go around there, and I played two or three rounds of golf with Mr. Kraft. I made sure I was forking out money after every round.
Oh, you were gambling
round.
On the... Yeah.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Gambling money or, like, tipping the caddies or, like, or everything?
Oh, no. It was not everything tipping caddies. No, it was... We had this game.
I got you.
Oh, no. We had a match.
Yeah.
Okay? And here's the thing. He would always change the rules at the end. So he always got the benefit of his rule change.
Yeah.
In his favor. So yeah. I always... And I was happy as hell.
Sure.
I mean, here's a billionaire. I'm like, all right, here you go.
Yeah, 100,
here's
200.
A couple hundred bucks,
let me ask you
bucks.
This. Was it just you and him?
Yes.
Did
now,
you?
He brought Myra, too. And,
okay.
And Jonathan Kraft went down with his wife. Who?
But when you were golfing, was it just the two of you?
It was me, him, and Myra.
Okay, did you ride carts or did you walk?
Carts.
The three of you on one cart or did you have your own?
I had my own.
Okay, and he rode with Myra?
Yeah, picture it. Yeah. For 2 days, I'm in West Palm Beach, and I'm going to these parties at
certain
night.
Owners, I would have been worried I'd be getting whacked.
Hey, no.
DeBartolo back
but
in the day. Hey.
Was. That's how me and RKK were, man.
Yeah.
We were tight. And then I got a nice little deal that summer.
Yeah.
It was nice. So it paid off for me.
Yeah, it was good networking.
But my buddies, you. Man, they were, and I looked for some backup. They were all
see
gone.
You later.
See you, Ted, you're on your
We'd
own.
We'd rather go where we can curse and make
that was not the easiest
make
trip
wiener
to go
jokes.
I just remember,
like,
I got to the airport. A little early, and I'm sitting there. I brought my car right out onto the tarmac.
Yeah,
and I'm sitting there, and the lady's just bringing me like drink. I'm sitting there on the plane. I got a paper. I got drinks being brought to
okay,
me.
Okay, but once you got down there and you were golfing, was it fun or was it stressful?
It was fun and stressful.
Yeah,
fun and stressful. Fun and very much. I'm out of my element here, man.
Now, did you when you were doling out that money? So is the whole moral of your story that you let him win a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So you duck hooked
just
a few
like
into
these,
the woods?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
He's kind
of
the Vladimir Putin of the Patriots.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the ruler.
No,
yeah.
So, dude, like, I'm telling you, man, I've played a lot of rounds with Robert Kraft.
Probably why you got your big contract.
That's it, man. I'm like, I can afford a few hundred bucks.
Sure.
In the name of, you know, millions of dollars, right?
Your ROI on that was quick.
What do you got, brother?
That's funny. All right, my story is also is related to the NFL. Ted, have you ever had any of the products from Nothing Bundt Cakes? Nothing Bundt Cakes.
Nothing Bundt Cakes.
Nothing. You know
I
what
like
a Bundt
yeah.
cake
yeah,
is,
yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's one of those circular cakes with a hole in the middle.
Yeah.
Bundt. There's a franchise.
Like
we have
a marble
one,
cake kind of thing. It tastes like that a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. The ones I have are usually like cinnamon.
Cinnamon, yeah.
But you can make them any number of flavors.
I love those kind of cakes, yeah.
Yeah, so much so that they've got a franchise going now called Nothing Bundt Cakes. They have one down.
Too clever.
Right by our Kroger down there in Shadow Creek in that area of Pearland. There's a Nothing Bundt Cakes down there. So you go get cakes there. It's a cake store. It's a bakery. And it's a franchise. And Marvin Jones. You know Marvin Jones.
Wide receiver for the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, yeah. He's been a pretty good player for them. Signed a nice deal
a
couple
player,
years
man.
Ago.
He's a
yeah,
player.
He was a Bengal for a while, and he signed a nice free agency deal with the Lions. He's been very solid for them. His wife was looking for something to do. You know how that gets. Like, hey, you're playing football all the time. I could really use a business on the side so I could make myself feel, you know,
good
I want to feel like worthy. You know what
That's
I mean?
That's awesome. That's a great wife right there.
So Marvin and his wife decided to open up a Nothing Bundt Cakes shop in Troy, Michigan. Apparently, that's home for them now, is in the state of Michigan.
Believe it or not, Troy's not a bad little suburb of Detroit.
Detroit has a few places that
it
are
does.
All right outside of the
nice
city.
Places, yeah.
Yeah, Troy's okay. He tweeted a photo of the location on Wednesday afternoon last week, Nothing Bundt Cakes, and Marvin Jones, at Marvin Jones Jr., if you want to find him. My wife and I are so excited that our cake shop in Troy, Michigan is near completion. Going to be epic. Hashtag stay tuned. pretty cool, right?
I think that sounds great.
Like, there's nothing you could reply to with that where you – why would you troll that, right?
Yeah, I can't imagine trolling that.
Enter Darren Rovell, ESPN sports business reporter, who we've had on the show before.
We've had on the show
at the Super Bowl. He used that tweet as a springboard to drop some facts about the franchisor game.
Oh, boy. Who asked you, Rovell?
Right, here was Darren Rovell's reply or retweet with comment on Marvin Jones's tweet unveiling his Nothing Bundt Cakes. Most important part about opening a franchise is to understand the franchisor's fees come off gross sales, not net sales. This franchisor, Nothing Bundt Cakes, for example, takes 9% of gross sales for a marketing and royalty fee. Is the brand that valuable versus just opening a new cake shop?
Ooh, why don't you just come pour cold water all over my hopes and dreams?
It seems kind of innocuous. It's a fair question, whatever. You know,
but who's he to like?
Right.
Butt in it's on the Bundt Cakes.
It's an interesting factoid, I guess. Well, Marvin Jones replied, "Hey, smartass," his hand, the palm up.
I mean, let's face it, Ravel's kind of saying, like, calling him out, like, are you sure you know what you're doing here, kind of thing?
Yeah, without saying that, he kind of is.
Yes.
And Marvin Jones says, hey, smartass, don't you think if we wanted to open up a new one, I would have infrastructure that's already in place, easy, with godly recipes, wife loves, and is passionate about this particular shop. That's why she, all caps, owns it. Marvin Jones goes on to say, you want to talk numbers, at least try and get a hold of me directly. You can't, by the way, instead of Google searching. Quit pocket watching.
Oh.
If you don't know what that means, look it up. I don't make wrong moves. Trust me, I understand it all. You must not know how to make a wife happy. Here comes hashtag weirdo.
Oh, man. Now he went personal, man.
Okay.
All
due respect.
Yeah.
Darren Rovell is a weirdo.
Yes.
He's a weirdo.
Yeah. We've interviewed him on Radio Rumble.
He's a nice person.
Sweetheart of a guy.
He's a nice guy. Yeah. He's a very interesting Twitter follow.
Yeah.
He's a weirdo.
Yeah, he is.
He walked around on Radio Row in San Francisco wearing a puffy coat, like George did in Seinfeld, like with a Gore-Tex puffy coat, holding his books and notebooks against his chest, like very effeminately with his, you know, like a high school girl would. Like holding him with the arms crossed on the chest, and he kind of like slunked around Radio Row almost a little homeless.
Words like meek and docile.
Yeah.
Do those fit with Darren Rovell?
Very, very. I think that
Yeah. Yeah.
He ended up replying to Marvin Jones.
He's a far cry from a man's man.
He's
a great follower on Twitter, man.
And he probably makes more than the three of us on this show combined for doing what he does at ESPN.
He's found a nice little niche for himself.
He has. His final reply wasn't referring to your case here, was pointing out franchise fees and the debate every new franchisee has to embrace. How much is the brand worth?
In other words,
in plain English, I wasn't talking about you. I was just saying.
I was just saying. Come on, Darren. Born yesterday, buddy? Come on, man.
Marvin Jones Jr., hashtag weirdo. I wonder if he's ever met Darren Rovell, because he nailed it spot on. Rovell's a weirdo.
He is, man.
Yeah.
I'm surprised, because a lot of people probably, when would you ever meet Darren Rovell?
Super Bowl, maybe.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it, man.
Yeah.
He's nice to me.
Yeah, I'll have him on the show again.
I would too, man.
He's a little strange, that's all.
He is, man. I like when the business and sports intersect and meet. He gives some good fun facts out there.
We've got many a segment out of his tweets. Yeah. I will admit that. All right. Coming up.
Weirdo.
He's a bit of a weirdo.
Weirdo.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.